Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa. Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Ooh, yeah. Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. A shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens light. Turn your midnight in the day,
yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I don't want no healer to turn your life around. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're
more.
Only
Jesus, only Jesus.
More than a miracle
to change my
life.
Don't you know it made me right? Now I can do all things.
Jesus, I love
you. It if you try, yeah. Just remember, the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle, oh Lord. He can win the fight. Just call him when you need a friend. Be his all in all the night. Oh, there ain't no secret what my God can do.
Welcome to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us. Good morning. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Medlock. His message is entitled, Are Black Folk Cursed? I strongly advise that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the message, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. Brother Bradshaw, I thank you for the opportunity to be able to make this proclamation at this particular time in this format every single week. It is not something that I take for granted. This Friday is Juneteenth. For those who possibly might not be familiar, Juneteenth is a festival that's held annually. And whether it's a festival or where it's something that you in your own way celebrate, you're basically commemorating that on June 19th, 1865, it marked the true emancipation from slavery. It had happened in Florida, earlier in the year, and then later in the year it happened in the state of Texas, and that was the last state that finally emancipated the slaves, and that's happening on June the 19th. And we do celebrate, or we recognize Juneteenth as the day that we will mark for that grand event. And so in light of that, I want to ask the question, in light of the things that are happening today, things related to racism, the passing of George Floyd, and other things that have been happening, I'm asking you, are Black people cursed? And I ask it not because I believe that Black people are cursed. I ask it because there is the belief that Black people are cursed. And I say that because of something that I referenced the other day that Fidel Castro said years ago. And you got to know that if this is coming, if this is being said, it's coming from somewhere. Fidel Castro said, "I was taught that one of Noah's sons was punished by having Black descendants." Somebody should check to see if this is being taught today, and if it's really proper for religion to teach that being Black is a punishment of God. Now, there is, if you look at history, a belief that when when Noah actually punished or cursed Canaan, the son of Ham, in Genesis chapter 9, that some people have not really listened to that and not really taken a solid hermeneutical approach to that particular verse, or that particular set of verses, verses roughly 22 through 27, where the instance was that Noah was found drunk by Ham. Ham, instead of being respectful and turning away his gaze, not only did he gaze at Noah, but he also told his brothers in a way that was showing that he had not only shown disrespect, but was still showing disrespect, because it appears that the overture was not, "Oh, wow, you know, we need to do something about it." It was more of a, "Hey, you know, come and see" type thing, the context would seem to indicate. But the bottom line here is that because of what Ham did, and what the scriptures indeed say Ham did, that Noah, upon being awoken and realizing what Ham had done, cursed Canaan. Now, if you don't know, Ham is the progenitor of African Americans or Africans. And of course, we eventually were brought as slaves over to America. And so because of that, as people have said, instead of it being the curse of Canaan, they basically called it the curse of Ham. And in calling it the curse of Ham, they have looked at the four sons of Ham, which included Cush and Mizraim and Put, as well as Canaan. And they basically said that, okay, it's the curse of Ham, and because of that, Ham was cursed with Black people. Well, the curse was very specifically on Canaan, and we see in Scripture that the curse of Canaan was actually brought forth, because the curse of Canaan actually resulted in the Canaanites. So all those names that you guys have stumbled over the years, the Hivites, the Jebusites, all of those are Canaanites that actually ended up being conquered by Israel, because the curse, if you read it, says that Canaan, or basically his progeny, would become slaves of not only Shem, which is where the Jews came from, but also Japheth as well. And so we see that actually borne out in Scripture. We see that actually borne out in history. But then others of the Jews ended up also believing that there was a need to enslave all of Ham's descendants, so not just the Canaanites. And so you saw that there was a thread throughout history that the curse of Cain became the curse of Ham, and the curse of Ham, which is black people come from Cush, Mizraim is over there in Egypt, Put is over there, has the Libyans. So the Canaanites are the ones that aren't traditionally viewed as black. The others have more of a connection to our skin color, and yet those aren't the ones that are cursed. But because history would seem to have believed that that curse was on black people, whites in some cases across the eons have said we would indeed slave these individuals. Onesimus is believed to be a black person in the Old Testament. You have other blacks that are, or Africans in particular, that are referenced in scripture as well. But black people aren't cursed, at least not based on Genesis chapter 9. If you look at how people are cursed, there are just six different ways in which, and in looking at it, ladies and gentlemen, and looking at it, brothers and sisters, you need to understand and you need to know that, no, if anybody is pointing to scripture, and if anybody is pointing to Genesis chapter 9 and saying that's having such trouble, that's why we were enslaved, that's why, the scriptures are not bearing that out. Even though Fidel Castro and others throughout history may have used it, because if you look at history, some of the individuals that brought Africans and Haitians and other people over to America used, believe it or not, scripture to justify their actions, or at least made some a tacit attempt to do that. So, ladies and gentlemen, black people aren't cursed based on scripture for certain. And I'll just tell you that the best thing that we can do, the best weapon we have in our arsenal is to pray. We need to pray, pray, pray. And we also need to be individuals that continue to fight for justice, because that is spoken of in scripture. I've referenced it, I believe, in this particular forum, that when oppression was happening, all of it is a result of sin, and we definitely should be individuals that are stepping out and are reproving the ruthless. We should be advocating for the widows, and we should be supporting the orphans. So if there are people who are victims, who are advocateless, victims who are voiceless, we need to be those individuals who peacefully and respectfully and spiritually handle this matter in an appropriate way, and not go under the assumption, hey, we're just cursed, and because of this curse, this is occurring and this is happening. I hope that you guys appreciate the spirit in which I delivered this devotional for, in line with Juneteenth. Tomorrow night, I actually plan to talk about, in my Bible study tomorrow night, the history of the African-American church, and basically some spiritual themes that we see throughout. I'm going to present some information from my Logos software program on it, and I'm hoping that it'll be of benefit. If others of you want to become a part of that, reach out to me or reach out to Danielle, who can give you, Danielle, my telephone number, and then I can send you the link to our Zoom link if you want to be a part of it. Let us, Father in heaven, want to thank you for this day, and want to thank you for the many blessings that you've given us. And Father, just continue to bless us and to help us to be everything that you would have us to be. Help us to understand that in these turbulent times that people will use your word in ways that are inappropriate and improper. And Father, just help us to be able to be the voices that speak to your word and that will help people to rightly divide it, to understand it, and to use it in its most appropriate and proper way. Father, continue to bless us and keep us, because we know that in these times, you help us to understand just how gracious you are, just how merciful you are, just how much of sovereignty you have, and that as we continue to exercise our freedom as free will agents, as individuals that are made in your image and in your likeness, help us to be able to continue to walk circumspectly because the times are evil. Help us with our marriages. Help us as we support our grandchildren. Support it. Help us as we continue to just as individuals be proper citizens and upright Christians with every thought, with every word, and with every action, every single day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.